In today's segment, we're going to be talking about how to avoid scams. In cryptocurrency, there is a lot of money being made, a lot of opportunities, a lot of good ones, but there are also some people who've had less fortunes in the cryptocurrency space. There are a lot of scams out there in the cryptocurrency space. At least 10% of the people who put their money into ICOs lose it due to scams, misrepresentations, and fraud. And I don't say this to scare you. I say this to bring awareness to the situation in hopes of preventing such acts from happening to one of us. If something sounds too good to be true, more than likely, it is too good to be true, which means it's not true. So be careful. Do your due diligence. It's very important. Research the coins and the companies before you invest your money. It's imperative. Safeguard your money. Use the most reputable exchange and wallet services to safeguard your money. Use a hardware wallet to keep your coins offline. Also use a two-step authenticator on your wallet and exchange service to protect your accounts. What safeguard measures do you recommend? Feel free to call in and share with us. Also, click that favorite if you're on Anchor. Subscribe if you're on Apple or any other podcast. Shout out to you. Let's keep the conversation going. What safeguard measures can we take to safeguard our money and our investments in cryptocurrency? And today, my words of wisdom are to seize the moment. Seize the moment. Carpe diem. Make the best out of every moment. Strive to be the best version of you. And the only way you can do that is by taking advantage of every moment, every opportunity that you have. So again, I say to you, seize the moment. Don't be one of the ones that have to look back on life and wonder what if. Be the best version of you, because only you can do that. Fear, uncertainty, doubt affect us not only in cryptocurrency, but in the real world as well. Did you know 95% of the things that we fear don't even come to pass? We cannot allow fear to be an excuse for us not to achieve our goals and what it is that we want to accomplish. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Majority of it is made up in our mind. Don't allow your mind to be your worst enemy, but rather your best friend. The bottom line is to overcome fear and do what needs to be done, because that's what needs to be done. All in all, I believe that if you overcome fear in regards to a particular situation, then you will also overcome uncertainty and doubt in regards to that situation as well. But that's just my take. Either way, I really appreciate you guys' ears.